The biggest bombshell yet of the Trump administration, the firing of FBI Director James Comey just days after Comey went before Congress to defend his handling of the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. Well, Utah State University political science professor Michael Lyons is joining me now on the KSL Newsline. We've spoken before, but this conversation we weren't predicting we'd have. This has caught everybody off guard. What do we make of all this?
Yeah, it certainly is a surprise move, but I think it's a smart move. I think it makes the president appear decisive, and that's very consistent with the expectations he established and the desires of his constituency. They want him to shake things up, to drain the swamp. This is a move in that direction. And it doesn't have the kind of problems associated with it that he's had when he's had to make changes within his own leadership team. This is an Obama appointee who very clearly misled Congress and who's had other difficulties. And the great thing about this from the president's perspective is that Comey is no friend of Hillary Clinton. And it makes him appear almost above politics to fire someone who was such a problem for Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
And perhaps a problem for the Trump campaign, because he has been investigating the alleged Russian connection. What do we make of that? Democrats like Oregon Senator Ron Wyden are suggesting Comey should now come back to testify to Congress about what he's been doing until he was fired. Well, that happened.
Well, I expect that FBI investigation to continue. And, you know, there's smoke there. Whether there's any fire is anybody's guess at this point. I don't think this firing is related to that. I think it's more an opportunistic strike by Trump. And anything that makes him appear decisive and presidential strengthens him at this point, because they're in for a long battle over health care in the Senate and an even longer battle over possibly changing the tax code, and he needs executive orders that make him appear to be someone of stature and decisiveness.
Well, this is certainly one kind of executive order, dismissing your FBI director. Now comes the search for a new FBI director. There's a confirmation hearing process as well, right?
Yes, there is. And but you know, there are an enormous number of qualified individuals there, and we'll just see what direction the president goes with this.
In his letter to Comey, President Trump basically thanked Comey, he said, for telling me on three different occasions that I'm not under investigation. Is that true, or was that a commercial?
I frankly have no idea whether it's true or not. What I found striking about this is that Trump did not ask for Comey's resignation. It was a flat-out dismissal, which is a little bit unusual. And again, you know, this was done with a certain flair and with a clear desire to make the president appear decisive.